Hey there, Monica Metz here. I am a certified health coach and I also have my certificate in plant-based nutrition from the T. Colin Campbell Center for Nutrition Studies and E. Cornell. And today we are here talking about how to use theme nights to streamline your meal prep. I'm gonna tilt up my camera there a little bit. But yeah, so let's talk about theme nights. So theme nights are a really important part of what I teach in my membership program in terms of meal planning and meal prep, because this way you can really kind of cut down on a lot of that decision fatigue and overwhelm that can come from thinking like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to make for dinner. I mean, everybody struggles with that. You know, sometimes it's even hard to decide what you're going to order for takeout if that's what you're doing, because there's so many options. You know, you look at your phone and like, gosh, I can't decide. There's 100 restaurants we could order from. You know, sometimes we just don't know. Like, it just doesn't jump out at us. There's too many decisions. It's called decision fatigue, right? You can look it up. It's actually a thing. Like, as the day goes on, we have, you know, we only have so many resources to think about things and make decisions. And so when we get tired, it's really, really hard to make decisions. And so that's why theme nights is our talk for today, because that can really, really help us when it comes time to getting healthy meals on the table more consistently. Okay, so before we get started, I wanted to let you know that I have a great freebie waiting for you. If you haven't downloaded this already, this is the How to Eat More Veggies Starter Kit. It's totally free. You can download it on my website at monicametz.com/starter kit. So there's all sorts of meal planning and meal prep resources. You can download this, you could have it bound, but it's just a really handy dandy little resource with some meal prep and planning tips, as well as some recipes and a sample meal plan. So I hope you go check that out. Okay, so the inspiration for this was years ago, I was getting my master's degree in writing. And so if you are a writer yourself, or if you have ever been around writers, you probably know there's this thing called writer's block. And some writers don't believe in it. You know, you just have to write your way out of it. But it's a thing. You know, sometimes you just don't really know what to say. But I found that when I would experience myself, you know, like sitting there, like, I have no idea what to write about, and I have a short story due in 2 days, you know, or something like that, a prompt would always really, really help me kind of get focused. It would kind of unlock that writer's block. It would kind of get me unstuck. Because, you know, if someone just tells you, like, hey, you write about something you lost one time, or write about, let me think of another one, write about the last thing that surprised you, or write about the last thing that scared you. Actually, these days, you know, there's a lot to be afraid of, but what if it was like, what was the last thing that surprised you, and you were writing about that? Like, it just makes that writing process so much easier. And I thought, you know what? Theme nights are kind of like that. It's the equivalent of a writing prompt for cooking. Because if someone just tells you, think of a spaghetti recipe, you can think of one, you know, generally speaking. But if you are just sitting there with like a month, like an empty calendar in front of you, sitting there like, and you're just like, I've got to plan out, like, what if I told you you have to plan out all your meals for the month? Just write them down right now. Well, that would take you a long time, I think, because you'd be thinking, well, gosh, there are so many endless possibilities. Like, where do I even start? It would be overwhelming. You'd be tired. You'd, you know, not want to do it. And so that's why I came up with this idea for theme nights, because it really just makes things so much easier. Okay, so the prompt of theme nights. It's going to help you reduce that decision fatigue. You're going to become much more efficient in your grocery shopping and your meal planning, which will help you save time and money on your groceries and in the kitchen when you're doing your meal prep. So lesson one would be to make a list of all the favorite meals that you can think of. You know, kind of your go-to meals that you make all the time. Or like if you're cooking for people in your family or your household, you definitely want to ask them too, because they're part of it. You know, if you're cooking for other people, you've got to find out what their favorites are as well. So just make a list of the things that are your just favorite meals, you know, spaghetti night, baked potato night, whatever those things are, burger night, like just make that list. And then try to see like if there are any patterns or are there certain things that you would be okay with having once a week? That's really a best place to start. Try to see if there are 3 to 5 of these kind of theme nights that naturally emerge from your list of favorites. And then you would like, let's say, like spaghetti night. Like that's kind of an easy one, but let's like change that to pasta night. So if you know, let's say you have your little calendar and I said, okay, write down like 30 meals that you're gonna make, 30 dinners that you're gonna make in the month ahead. That would be really hard for you. But what if I said, okay, every Sunday night it's gonna be pasta night? Well, that would become so much easier, right? Because I've taken away all the other decisions or options off the table. Now, all you have to do is there are 4 Sundays in that month, generally speaking, and you might be like, okay, like 2 of those. We're gonna have the same thing. Maybe on the first Sunday, we'll have lentil bolognese. You could check out my recipe at monicametz.com. You could have lentil bolognese, and then maybe the third, excuse me, the third Sunday, maybe you make a primavera, pasta primavera, or whatever your favorite pasta is. Maybe it's a healthier mac and cheese. Maybe you make a plant-based mac and cheese. But you see what I'm saying is it's gonna be so much easier when you have, boom. When you were planning for those 30, like boom, you already have 4 taken care of. And so you would just start to assign those themes to the different days of the week. So Sunday might be pasta night. Monday, maybe you're trying meatless Monday for a month. And then maybe that's a chickpea curry or something like that. And you just decide. You don't have to have the same thing every week, you know, every Monday, but maybe you switch it up a little bit, you know? So maybe that first week, meatless Monday is a chickpea curry. There's also a recipe for that on my website. And then maybe, you know, maybe that's the first and the third, and the second and the fourth, you're having like a veggie-packed chili or something like that. Tuesday might be Taco Tuesday. And so when you think, like, okay, it's Taco Tuesday, part of your brain can relax because it's not trying to reinvent the wheel every single week. It doesn't mean that you have to have the same recipe every week, but it's the same type of meal. So maybe, you know, 1 week you're having black bean and corn tacos, and maybe some other time, maybe you're making some roasted vegetable and pinto bean tacos. I don't know. Those are just, you know, that comes to mind for me. Taco night could look very different in your household, but it's going to be so much easier if you just think, okay, weeks 1 and 3 are going to be this, and weeks 2 and 4 are going to be that. You can't really get tired of that meal because you've only had it twice in that month. Or if that's too much, then you just think of 4 different taco recipes, and then, you know, you're probably not going to get sick of it if it's 4 different recipes. Just, you know, one, you're having that once per month. Okay, so pasta night Sunday, meatless Monday, Taco Tuesday, and then you just keep going for as long as you know, want to have theme nights for each night of the week, and then you just repeat that each week, and you swap out the recipes, but you keep that type of meal the same. Taco Tuesday, it could look a little different each week. So that is the magic behind theme nights. It makes things so much easier. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can plan out your whole month very quickly. And then as you're kind of going on through the month, you can now your brain, your subconscious is kind of cued in, and you'll be looking for other taco recipes to, you know, change up what you're doing on Taco Tuesday if you don't want to do the same thing every week. So you'll just notice, like the recipes will find you because you're kind of looking for them on some level. You know, maybe you're not poring over cookbooks, but maybe you're looking on the internet and then you're thinking like, oh, I could use a couple more taco recipes. It just kind of makes things so much easier. It paves the way. Okay, so we talked about how using a prompt or a template like theme nights can make things easier for you. It can streamline your meal prep. It can definitely help you save time in the kitchen because you just know, like, you have a plan. You're going to be doing generally the same thing each week, but it's going to become much more easier to plan for when you know that template is in place. Talk to others in your household. They're going to want to have their say in what those theme nights are for sure. So definitely work together to figure that out because you don't want to be making 2 meals a night. That's just not fun, you know, because somebody doesn't like taco night. So you have to figure it out so that you can all agree on some theme nights to make things easier for you since you are the primary home cook. I'm assuming, or if you are. How to figure out how many theme nights you want to put into your meal plan. Maybe one of those theme nights is takeout. Like, just plan for it. So on a Friday or a Saturday night, you just know I'm gonna have takeout. I don't have to worry about that, and that's that night's theme. And then figure out how to customize each theme night so that you're not eating the same thing over and over again. It could be the same type of meal, but again, the recipe, the ingredients may be different. Those tacos might look different. That pasta night might be different from time to time, that sort of thing. Okay, so that is the recap of our theme night tips and tricks for this class. Definitely, if you haven't done so already, go ahead and check out the How to Eat More Veggies starter kit. It's got a lot of really great resources in there. If you need more support getting healthier meals on the table more consistently, if it feels overwhelming to you, if you don't know where to start, if you're one of those people who's thinking like, gosh, I really want to eat more healthy, I want to get more veggies on my plate, I don't know how to get started, or I don't even know like what to cook with what, you know, I don't know what goes, you know, with other things, ingredients, definitely check this out because there are lots of recipes in here. Well, there are links to recipes in there. There's a sample meal plan that has links to all the recipes for like my coconut curried lentil soup, my easy green smoothie, taco lettuce wraps, what else is in there? Smashed chickpea salad. There are a lot of my most popular recipes are in this free downloadable PDF. So definitely check that out. I'm looking at my comments to just make sure I haven't missed anybody. If you have any questions, definitely let me know and pop a comment in the box and I'll try to answer it. Let's see. Oh well, not seeing any comments, but that's it. So I hope you enjoyed this class on theme nights. I'm trying to do these weekly lives based on the questions that I get from people who, you know, are asking me like, gosh, how can I make this meal planning less cumbersome and make it easier and have more fun in the kitchen? These are the things that I wouldn't say keep me up at night, but I'm definitely passionate about them. And so if you ever have any questions, please just post a comment here on my Facebook page. Follow me on Instagram. I'm at Mo Spo on Instagram. Or if you're on my email list and you're getting my emails every week, then just hit reply and let me know what's on your mind and we will go from there. So I hope you enjoyed these tips on theme nights and how they can help you streamline your meal planning and prep. And I hope you will be able to join me in the future for another class. And if you have any questions, let me know. And I would love to turn that into a future topic for a future Q&A. Okay, so, and that starter kit is at monicametz.com/starter kit. Okay, I hope you enjoyed these tips and I hope you have a great week ahead. And I hope you are getting some awesome veggies and fruits and other whole plant foods onto your plate so that you can feel better, feel more empowered, boost that immune system, help that digestion, and just feel better in your body. Okay, take care.